The post-match interview.
Drew Jones is standing with Sean McKernan.
Thanks very much, boys. Four goals tonight. Sean, thanks for your time on K-Rock Footy. Nice to get the monkey off the back and get a win.
Yeah, finally got there. But the boys played out of their skin. Like, just the effort intent was there. We haven't had that the last 2 weeks. And I think we definitely deserve that win.
What about the performance yourself? Four goals must feel great.
But again, that comes off the back of the guys up the field, the pressure they put on down back as well. Just being able to expose those Melbourne defenders and letting us get good one-on-ones has set the game up for us.
Sean, is it about consistency of effort for you? It's Tom King up in the K-Rock box with Ben Castaglia, Darren Buick and Heath Buck. Are you still trying to continually just try and string games together and just make yourself basically to the point where you're undroppable?
It's fair to say that. Probably didn't have the greatest first 2 weeks. Like, GWS wasn't a great game. I felt last week I got my hands on it a bit more and had a kick straight. Probably would have had a good day. But, consistency is definitely the thing. And like you said, you just got to play that. Anyone's got to play that good of footy where they just can't get dropped, really.
You gave your side a 23-point lead at the 8-minute mark of the second quarter, and then they just went whack. And they led by 7 points at half-time. What did John Worsfold have to say to you?
Probably just disappointed we kept turning the ball over. We're probably turning over in poor areas and... they were just capitalising, but it didn't feel like to us. Obviously, they came back in the game, but we definitely still felt like we were in it.
Sean, well done. Darren Buick up here. Great to see the club get on the board for the year. Obviously, a fairly big couple of weeks leading into this game where you'd have to admit very disappointing. And then some external noise. Was much made of it at the club during the week?
Obviously, we're aware of it, but I think Hep and Bush have done a good job of just saying, just focus on what we can control, and we're just worried about playing our brand of footy. But we know that the media's going to talk about the poor performances and JLT and etc. But we just worry about what we can control.
And some players who've probably been a little bit quiet to their usual standards in Smith and maybe Tippin Woody tonight, sort of, and Fantasia got on the end of it. Pleasing to see them get amongst it early.
Yeah, definitely pleasing to see them obviously get on the scoreboard. Wallach, I think, he kicked four as well. But I think the best thing to see was just their pressure that we probably lacked out over the first 2 weeks. And what we've seen last year from them three in particular was the pressure they put on the ball. And I reckon could count heaps of times tonight where it was just them just putting pressure on the ball, locking the ball in our half and just letting us set up the ground.
Sean, it must have been nice for you just to be able to lodge yourself in forward 50 for the night, ruck duties to Clark and Bell Chambers and sort of get into a rhythm just playing that one position. Generally, you've sort of had to pinch hit in the ruck and be all over the place, but you just were able to play at home tonight?
Yeah, obviously, in the past, we've had to go into the ruck, but obviously the plan tonight was to try and get two rucks in so we could double-team Gorney, and I think it worked pretty well. It's just something different for me, just focus on playing four, but... play like that every week, I'll be pretty happy.
Yeah, no doubt the club would be very happy too. You must have thought coming in, I mean, you look at it and think the first 2 weeks Melbourne had struggled defensively, they'd been scored against quite heavily, so you must have thought at some point you'll get your chances, and the fact you're able to take two early on in the game must have been a really good confidence booster, not only for your team but for yourself.
Oh yeah, definitely personally gets confidence up, but I think just for the team. And you could hear the noise when we kick those first two, and the crowd gets behind us, and the boys get up and about, and they just respond to that pretty well.
What's Dylan Shield like to play with, Sean?
Oh, he's fantastic, mate. I think we're only just starting to see the best of him now, and we've been calling him the bit of the Rolls Royce the way he goes about it. But I'm definitely loving having him here, and I think we're only just seeing tip of the iceberg with him.
I know Dev Smith won the best and fairest last year, but they're good mates, and I'm guessing Dill being here might just raise Dev a notch.
Oh, definitely. I think having someone that he's played a lot of footy with before up in Sydney and makes them both of them feel at home a bit more. So I reckon it'll force him to go another level as well.
You get a few days to think about it. I think an 8-day break before you take on the Brisbane Lions back here at the MCG. You get a chance just breathe in for a couple of days and then get back into it.
Yeah, obviously just recover tonight, tomorrow, and then the VFL boys playing down at Frankston on Sunday. So I dare say we'll get down there and support them and get around them, and hopefully a few of those boys can put their hand up for next week.
Are you a big footy watcher, Sean? Do you go and, set the IQ and watch games back, or do you make sure you're home to watch it, especially your opponent coming up?
I'll probably try and get that done early in the week, and probably when the weekend rolls around, I'm probably one of the person that just likes to switch off from footy and just have a bit of quiet time, and when the game starts, that's when I sort of flick into footy mode.
What about Matt Guelfi, Sean? He's a beautiful-looking man. I'm just reading here in the record that Adam Sard suggested which teammate should appear on The Bachelor, and he suggested Matt Guelfi. Would he be your tip?
Mate, he would have my vote 100% of the way. And if there's one bloke who rinses his hair every week, it's probably Guelfi.
Is it? He just looks like he's a bit of an American all-star look about him.
You don't have to tell him that either, he knows it.
Well, pass that on for us if you get the chance. Sure, we'd really appreciate it. Hey, always good to see the Bombers going well at the MCG. Good crowd here tonight, 52,000. Great to see you kicking four goals tonight, an equal career high for you. Well done. Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock.
Thank you.
Sean McKernan joining us from down in the Bombers rooms. Good to catch up with a man who had a real influence on tonight's contest with four majors.
The post-match interview.